we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We've used this scripture at times in the past. And guess what? We're going to do it again. But it's going to be a little different. This message should be put in a book form, because it covers that much, and it's something that we need very much. But this morning we're gonna shorten it up to about 30 minutes or less. 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning with verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. We want to look at the things that Paul says here, and we want to look at them honestly and accept them as though Paul was right here with us speaking these things to us. Here he's saying, he calls us brethren, and he says, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. Now, the thing is, what struck me, I was actually working on something else concerning spiritual growth, and when this thing just kind of jumped in on my spirit. But Christians in general are pretty much ignorant of spiritual gifts. And Paul knew that. So he says, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning these spiritual gifts and gifts. Now we can hear what Paul is saying. What Paul is actually saying here is, you're ignorant in these gifts, and we're going to try to do something about that. We're going to eliminate some of the ignorance that you have concerning spiritual gifts. I dare say that there's a large portion of Christians today, they just skip over this whole thing. When it comes to spiritual gifts, it tends to affect them negatively, and they don't want anything to do with it. Nevertheless, the man of God says, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning these spirituals. Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles. So if you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile, and he's talking to us. Okay. All right. Let's try to get past verse 1. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Now, we've covered this thing about the dumb idols in the past, and I don't really see why we should get into that so much this morning. But I would say this one thing about verse 2. Paul is saying that we have been led by other things. Dumb idols, voiceless images. You get images in your mind of what God is like. Images of what you think Jesus was talking about in the Sermon on the Mount, for example. You have these images concerning the scriptures. You have images concerning Moses and the things that he spoke, the Ten Commandments, all these things. You have an image of it in your heart, but it might be a voiceless image that is not really speaking the Word of God to you. And Paul is saying, you've been carried away and led by voiceless images, all these dumb idols that you've been led by. So he said, I don't want you to be led by these dumb idols anymore. I don't want you to be led by other things. So I want you to understand spiritual gifts or spirituals. If you're not into this realm of spirit, so that you're being led by the Spirit of the Lord, then you're going to be led by some other spirit. Everybody is led by something, and this is the first thing we need to grasp in this message. You are led by something. If you are led by your own way of thinking, you're still missing it. I've got to read this. 5, 6, and 7 of the 3rd Psalm, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That same thing Paul's saying. Don't be ignorant of these things, but trust in the Lord. Do not lean upon your own understanding. Now, this is about as plain as you can put it. Trust in the Lord. Do not lean upon your own understanding. You see, that it comes from the Lord does not come from your own understanding. Do not lean upon your own understanding. That means do not be led by a dumb idol. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So what we're hearing here in Proverbs is the very same thing Paul's telling us over here in 1 Corinthians. Do not be led by your own understanding. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Depart from the evil. What evil is he talking about? Depart from the evil of leaning upon your own understanding. You think you know. That's natural for any human being. He thinks he knows. That's usually the problem of almost every situation. A person thinks he already knows. And what is he doing? He's being led astray by some dumb idol, some image that he has in his mind of the way things are. How many Christians today have these images of what God is like, what the scriptures are saying, and they're being led by these things, and they're being led away from the Lord. Well, Paul is saying, I don't want you to be ignorant of spiritual gifts. All you people out there in radio land, stop being afraid of spiritual gifts. Stop being afraid of the Holy Spirit. Start being afraid that you might be being led by your own carnal thinking, your own humanistic ways. These are the things. Your human ways will lead you away from God. Amen. Verse 3. I may not get to where I want to go here today. That's all right. I think we're getting what God wants us to have. Wherefore, I give you to understand, no man speaking in the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse. I've heard people curse Jesus many, many times, but they didn't do it in the Spirit of God. And no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by or in the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean that you cannot say the words, Jesus is Lord. What it means is that the emanations of what you are do not speak of Him as Lord without Him being the Lord in you. And it has, and that is in the Spirit. Now, there are three levels here, 4, 5, and 6, is what I want to look at this morning. Verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but same Spirit. That's plain and simple. Many different gifts. They are diverse. They are not the same, but they're all of the same Spirit. Verse 5, there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Or you can put that, there are differences of ministries, but it's the same Lord. Verse 6, there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all. All right, verse 4, spirit realm, gift realm. Verse 5, the ministries of the lordship of the Lord. Verse 6, the operations of God who works all in all. You have three basic three different realms here. We can narrow that down to say gift realm, Lord realm, and God realm. Now, let's look at the diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. If you go down to verse 7, says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And then he lists the gifts. One is given by the Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of faith, gifts of healing. Notice that's plural. Gifts of healing by the same Spirit. And verse 10 goes on to say the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretations of tongues. And then in verse 11 he says, all of these are working by the one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. All of these are workings of the same Spirit. And that Spirit is the Holy Spirit. This is that gift realm of verse 4. Various gifts, they are diverse, but it's the same Spirit working in them. Now, I know what enters into the thinking of many people. Oh, are you going to start talking about that Pentecostal and charismatic stuff? No, I'm not. I'm not a Pentecostal, and I'm not charismatic. But I believe in the gifts, and I expect to function in them. And I believe that it's necessary that we do function in the gifts. It's necessary that we learn. Understand this. This gift realm we're talking about is the baby realm. The gifts are for the immature. It's for the people that need help. They don't have any wisdom, so they need some of God's wisdom. They don't have any faith, so they need a word of faith. They don't know how to speak the way they should, so they need tongues and prophecy. You see, these are gifts to Christians that have not come to the gift realm yet. It's a shame, but a large portion of Christianity haven't even come to this first step yet. That's bad. That's not good. The gifts and the ministry of the Holy Spirit that takes place in this realm. Let me read something to you. Go back to, still in 1 Corinthians, go back to chapter 2. I'll read you something too. And see, you're thinking, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking too much on gifts and not enough on being led by the Spirit. Verse 12, chapter 2, verse 12. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. And the Greek reads slightly different. It says, we have received the Spirit which is out of God. In other words, it's something of Him, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Then Paul goes on to say, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. That's the way a lot of people have felt about the gifts and this gift realm. They think it's foolishness. It's not foolishness. It's of the utmost importance that we enter into and learn. We have to learn how to be led by God. We do not want to be led by these dumb idols, these faceless images. We do not want to be led away from God. And that's exactly what happens when you're led by your own way of thinking. You see, Paul is trying to tell us we need to learn how to be led by the Lord and to be led by the Spirit. All right, let's go back to Gospel of John and chapter 16. We use the scripture so often, but, you know, too often we use these scriptures and they don't really sink in. This is Jesus speaking, and he has all authority in heaven and earth. It would be great wisdom for us to listen to what he has to say. Verse 12, I have many things to say to you. Now, he's talking to disciples, but he's not talking to disciples only. He's talking to us also. If you're not a disciple, he's still talking to you. Okay? He says, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them yet. I have things to tell you that you are unable to understand. So what do you need to do? You need to enter this spiritual realm that Paul's talking about. Learn to be led by the Holy Spirit. You need these gifts. You don't have any wisdom, so you need some of God's wisdom. You don't have the faith you need, so you need some of God's faith. Your inner man is sick in many different ways, so you need the gifts of healing. You see, we need this realm so that we can understand what the Lord wants to speak to us. I have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. Now look at verse 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself. And it's important for us to get this. Listen to it carefully. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Now the things to come that the Holy Spirit wants to show you are the things in this second realm where there are diversities, are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. The primary function of the Holy Spirit is to lead you and bring you under the Lordship of Jesus Christ so that you can know divine order, so that you can know what it really means for Him to be the Lord over your life, you see. So you need this gift realm. You need all the things that the Holy Spirit can do and to teach you and to lead you. He will not speak of Himself, because Himself is not the issue. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you into the things of the Lord. And that's what Jesus is saying here. When the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Verse 14, He shall glorify Me. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you. He shall glorify the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. But it will not happen until you get into this gift realm, or this spiritual gift realm that Paul is talking about. That is where you learn to know Jesus Christ as the Lord over your life and in your life. You say, well, I don't know that I want those gift things. My preacher doesn't preach good about them. Well, you'll never know the Lord as Lord. Oh, we know Him, Lord. We call Him Lord all the time. Doesn't mean you know Him as Lord. See? You cannot know the Lord as Lord as long as you're being led by your own carnal understanding, your own ways of thinking. Unless you take the route Jesus says, there's a broad way and there's a narrow way. There's a broad gate and there's a little narrow gate, straight gate. Everybody wants to take the broad gate. Well, let's see, there must be a way to get to the Lord without going through this gift realm. No, I'm sorry, there isn't. And by the way, and for the Pentecostals and Charismatics, I would add this. It says in this verse that there are diversities of gifts. That means that the gift realm is not made up of speaking in tongues only. There's a lot of other gifts. You can get locked into one gift. Speak in tongues. I just want to speak in tongues. I don't care about the rest. Let me speak in tongues. If I can speak in tongues, I know I haven't made it. No, you haven't. There are diversities of gifts, many of them. There's 9 listed here, and each gift can be divided into sub-realm, substation. I don't know how to say what I'm wanting to say. But I think you understand. All of these, this realm, verse 4 could take years. In fact, you could spend a lifetime and not even get into verse 4, which is what's happening to a lot of Christians because they reject the gift realm, the realm of the Holy Spirit. They're afraid of it and they won't enter into it. And you can blame that on some of their preachers. Others enter into it and they're satisfied. Give me that one gift, speaking in tongues, that's all I need. And I can just kind of do my thing. And they'll live there in that one area all their lives, never make any more progress, never get anywhere, unknowing that they've just become another Samson who wist not that the Holy Spirit had left him. But verse 5 talks about the differences of administrations. Apostolic ministries, prophetic ministries, evangelistic ministries, pastor ministries, teacher ministries, deacon ministries. There's all kind of administrations. There are many ways and many avenues that the Lord has. We have to learn divine order, and that's what this realm is talking about. You say, but boy, I've been moving in some of these gifts. That's wonderful and that's great. But has the Lord become the Lord in your life? Has He become the Lord moving through your life? Also, this is a realm that involves the many-membered Christ. But to become a member of the body of Christ, He is the head over the body. And just like no portion of your body work, your little finger can't work without a signal coming from your head to your finger. The head controls the rest of the body. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the control over His many-membered body, you see. This is not some, oh, I'm a Christian now, I'm a member of the body of Christ. You're not a member of the body of Christ until you learn how to function in it. Members of the body of Christ are functioning members, you see. And that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit with all these gifts that He has for you. Do you remember the story of Eliezer being sent out to get a wife for Isaac? Isaac needed a wife. Abraham calls his servant Eliezer, gives him a commission. You don't get a woman from around here, you go back. Get one of the old hometown girls. Eliezer had 10 camels. He rode one. The other 9 camels were loaded down with gifts. Oh, some precious gifts. So when he found the right woman, he was to unload those gifts. Let me tell you, the Lord is looking for a bride. And He's got all these gifts that He's willing to give the right woman. The right woman, the one that really wants to enter in to know the Lord, to know what it means to have Him, the Lord, over him. And all these gifts. Can you imagine what the Lord feels like when somebody says, I'm not interested in the gifts? And you're rejecting your place as a bride in the body of Christ. We need to learn how to function in the gift realm so that we can move into the Lord Himself and become a member of His many-membered body. And just think, when that happens, suddenly these ideas, these thoughts, suddenly the right kind of images, suddenly the Lord is talking to you and speaking to you, and there's these messages coming down from the head down into the many-membered body of Christ, and it's causing it to function, and it's moving in the earth, and it's doing things, and God has accomplished a thing through this many-membered body. Boy, that's not a church on a corner singing Just As I Am. We're talking about a functioning body of Christ. And in order to get that, you have to have that gift realm. You have to learn how to be led by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, to move into the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And then how long is that going to take? You think, well, I'm just going to move on into verse 5 here, and now it's differences in ministration, but it's the same Lord, I'm in there. Well, you got to learn how to function in there. It's not just a matter of being in the body of Christ. You have to learn how to be a functioning member in the body of Christ, you see. Then you can move into verse 6, where there's the diversities of operation. Oh my gosh, suddenly I realize God Himself is working through us. The gift realm and the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to bring you under the lordships of Jesus Christ, and the ministry of Jesus Christ is to present you holy and blameless unto God. Because to understand all the operations of the Holy Spirit as it's bringing you under the lordship of Jesus Christ, and the thing that hit me was, there's so much of the Christian world that it's not even, have not even entered into this realm of the Spirit yet. Yet they think they're doing fine, and they haven't even entered into the first phase of becoming. And how many of them have not entered in because they've had pastors teaching them that you want to be careful you don't become a Pentecostal. And again, I tell you, I'm not preaching Pentecostalism. Pentecostals need to learn how to walk in this gift realm too. Because that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to come in and become a functioning member in the body of Christ, with the Lord sending down the signals, moving through you, you see, and bringing you to the place of the operations of God Himself, who fills all in all. And now we're talking about 2 Corinthians 6:16, is it? Yeah, I got to read that. I won't promise to wind this up here, but I'll try to. Yeah, 6:16. You are the temple of the living God. Hey, this is that last phase, verse 6. You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That doesn't happen by you becoming a Christian. It isn't completed because you entered into that gift realm. It isn't completed because you've come into the administrations of the same Lord. But it's when you have come to the operations of God Himself. You see, now you can understand why almost every message tells us you can't look at yourself as being a completed work. You haven't got there yet. We have to keep moving. Our Christian experience has to continue to expand. And this is where we want to come. You are the temple of the living God, as God has said. Now, isn't that somewhere in 21:3 of Revelation? The tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They should be His people, and Himself should be with them and be their God. But I would encourage your hearts. Think on these things. Dwell on it, pray about it, and let the Lord lead you into the depths of it. Amen.